I'm really just thankful for my opportunities, man. You know, it's been a tough year, but for me, it's just sticking it out. And I'm just glad my coaches are coming back to me and letting me, you know, contribute to this team victory. So for us, we just try to go out there and maximize every opportunity that we get, and that's what I'm doing.
Steven, what have you learned from watching LeGarrette run? I mean, he's been through his own trials and tribulations in Tampa Bay, and he comes here, gets a fresh start. What do you learn from watching a guy like this persevere through everything?
You just got to keep pushing, man. You got to keep pushing. And I always say it's always, you know, life is it's a journey, man, and it's a test of your faith, you know what I mean, because you're going to have your ups and downs. But, like, you look at Blunt, you know, a guy that's never been in the postseason, never been in the playoffs, he comes in here and plays his butt off, you know. And for me, you know, I've been here. I've been fortunate enough to be here for 3 years and been in the postseason every year. So, I mean, really, we just try to go out there and just focus on this year. And this year, you know, we have a group of guys that has been through a lot. This team's been through a lot. From the beginning all the way to now, we've been through a ton. But we found a way to win. You know, people sit there and try to count us out, but we've got a tremendous coaching staff, and we have guys that are hungry and wanting to play. And that's what you need if we want to try to get to where we want to get to and try to be playing in February.
Steve, not only have you been to the postseason every year, but also the AFC Championship game. I mean, a thought on what kind of accomplishment that is?
I'd have to say I'm very, very, very blessed, man. You know, so to go to our third straight one, I mean, hopefully we get there and do the job this year. And, you know, I know we're going to put in the work, but like I said, we're just trying to make a group effort. And without a total team effort, none of this would be possible. And we're just buying into what our coaches are telling us and trusting what they're putting in front of us and following our keys and trying to make plays. And we're coming out with victories.
We watch that Denver game pretty closely tomorrow.
I'm going to turn it on, but I'm sure we're going to get all the film we need in next week. So we're going to get it in, but I'll be watching.
Maybe cheer for San Diego a little bit. Home game would be nice. You
know? I mean, however, we got to get it on the road or at home. It doesn't matter to us. We're going out there and we're going to play the same way.
This team had 6 rushing touchdowns tonight. How much of the offensive game plan going into tonight was focused on the run, and how much of that was in-game adjustments?
Honestly, anytime it's raining, you know, you have to lean on your running game. And this year, fortunately for us, we've played in this situation a lot. The last game we played in was a monsoon outside, and he turned into it this week, and it's pouring down rain again. So we're used to it. And I think that's, you know, hats off to our coach, because, you know, we practice throughout the week. Rain, sleet, hell, or snow, coach has us out there in it. We have to adjust to it and play. So I think that it's paying off, and it's paying dividends now for us, because whatever the situation is, we know we have to go out there and play ball and try to be turnover free.
Steve, clearly, you know, a lot of guys have stepped up in place of, you know, some key players with injuries and that kind of thing. But you mentioned giving credit to the coaches. I mean, you think about the job that they've done in getting so many different guys ready at so many different times this season.
No doubt, no doubt, man. I think if you look at, you know, going into camp, the team that we had and the team that we have now, none of the faces are really there, you know. It's all different people, but, you know, the logo is the same on the side of the helmet. And Bill is good at what he does, and he always tells us just go out there and do our job. And if we do our job and execute, we have a great chance of winning. And that's the great part of playing for this program, that you have a shot to go out there and win every game that you play as long as you execute. So we're buying into that, regardless of what they say. And, you know, people are talking about the big names that aren't here. This is a team that's playing together, and we're going out there and playing hard. And what more can you ask for? And that's why we're in the, you know, the AFC Championship, and that's why we're going to try to battle it out again. But our job isn't done, work isn't done. We still have a game that we have to get under our belt and then hopefully keep rolling.